I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. School evaluations of teachers are currently not made public, but a former school board member in New Milford wants to change that, and he's taking the issue to the state's Freedom of Information Commission. John Spatola wants to know how New Milford teachers are performing, but there's a problem. The school district doesn't want to tell him, and right now, state law says it doesn't have to. But Spatola disagrees.
The budget is our responsibility, and the children in New Milford are our responsibility.
That's Spatola speaking at a recent commission hearing. He says he doesn't want to know how individual teachers are doing, but he wants to see big picture data about the entire district. Teachers are evaluated by an administrator based on their classroom performance. The state uses this information to figure out how well schools and districts are performing. Spatola says if the school board knew how well teachers were performing, it would help them decide how much money to spend on professional development. But lawyers for the district and the teachers' union say that this information could violate the teachers' right to privacy. State law says that all records related to teacher evaluations should be kept private. But Mark Bowman, the lawyer for the New Milford school board member, says that taxpayers have a right to know how well teachers are performing overall.
I think this is a different situation. We are looking at an evaluation of the school system as a whole, not as the teacher.
Spatola resigned from the school board so that he could pursue this complaint. The FOI commission is scheduled to rule on the matter early next year. David DeRoche, WNPR News.